Sears, Motorola, and Gillette have announced layoffs because of a sudden drop in earnings. Layoffs at other companies are expected in the months to come. But some economists say that an increase in layoffs actually could be a good thing. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Only last summer, the U.S. job market was as hot as it's been in decades. Then, in the space of a few months, it weakened considerably, says economist Mark Zandi of Economy.com.
Almost any statistic you look at, help wanted advertising is declining, unemployment insurance claims are rising, the number of hours we're working per week has been slashed, and of course layoff announcements have surged.
Challenger Gray and Christmas, which tracks layoffs, says there were more job reductions in December than any time since the last recession. Carl Camden, vice president of the large personnel firm Kelly Services, says the slowdown has been most pronounced in the auto and financial services industries and in retail.
In December, we saw a very rapid slowdown in what I call retail support activities, call centers, warehouse distribution, that type of activity that we normally would have seen. A very large surge in temporary help usage in December did not materialize anywhere near to the normal degree in December.
And Camden says this came on top of a slowdown in technology hiring earlier in the year. For all the layoffs, the job market remains tight in many places. A few months ago, Carlos, who doesn't want his last name used, was laid off when the web hosting company where he worked decided to close its Long Island office. With the local unemployment rate just 2.5%, Carlos says his former colleagues had no trouble finding new jobs.
A lot of people went out and started looking, you know, in the industry, looking for jobs, and a lot of people got jobs. Everybody has a job. Everybody's back right back in the industry. This industry itself is still booming. I don't care what anybody says.
Carlos himself took a sales job at HostCentric, an internet services company with an office in the suburb of Farmingdale. Despite the tech spending slowdown, HostCentric enjoys double-digit growth. Gary Levanti, the company's vice president of marketing, says one of HostCentric's biggest problems has been finding qualified workers. In recent months, Levanti says the pool of job applicants has expanded somewhat, a change he says has benefited the company.
It's really coming down to spending more time really attending to the business of the business instead of looking for candidates to hire.
Much the same thing is happening throughout the country. Diane Swank, chief economist at Bank One, says the labor market has been so tight for so long that many employers have been simply unable to fill jobs. Now that the market is easing somewhat, Swank says these companies are rushing in to hire again.
One of the reasons government employment was down in November was because they couldn't find enough holiday postal workers to put on government payrolls, as usual, because workers just weren't there. Now, that's a very important concept to understand about the U.S. economy today. We're in an economy that, despite layoffs, continues to generate more jobs than hires. That gives you a tremendous shock absorber to absorb these cuts in ways that we couldn't in the past.
Swank says the fact that laid-off workers can find jobs so easily is one reason the unemployment rate has remained low so far. But if the current downturn goes on long enough, more and more companies can be expected to scale back their hiring. Mark Vittner is an economist at First Union.
When you look at what's happening in the manufacturing sector, you've got to be awake to the fact that this could turn out much worse. We could actually slip into a recession. And I would rate the probability of that happening somewhere around 50% right now. And if that were to happen, I would think that the unemployment rate could go to 5.5% over the next year.
Vittner notes that the unemployment rate has typically been a lagging indicator of a recession. That means the real impact of this slowdown and the current round of layoffs may not be felt for several more months. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.